Sure.
If you stay quiet long enough, your opinion gets heard through someone else. Just wait on it to come around.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
60 seconds. One, I've just received an email from Laura asking me to share with you that your ethics disclosures, and this is apparently very important because you'll be fined, and it's on a compound rate. Those are due at noon, March 30th. She sent me the link. I will include it in the Friday report, but pay attention to that. I'll call it out to you.
People get fined for that.
Okay. So that's one thing. Two, I wanted to just give you a heads up. There's this thing called EVOS. It allows you to see how much your kids grew within the year, and it's a very, very powerful data tool. We actually have it at our disposal in our state. We had it in Tennessee as well. We've got four schools that were called Level 5 TVOS. That means your kids grew the highest that they could possibly grow within the year. Wow. Royal Live Oaks, Green, York Prep, and Spartanburg Prep. We thought it would be a good idea, and I wanted to credit Robbie and his team with getting creative about this. We're calling it the High Five. We're going to have the leaders in next week, and we want to take some of our title monies and basically give them some reward for their teachers and give them the autonomy around how they're going to use that. But we're going to celebrate them when they come in, these level five schools. It's a real accomplishment, and it's a true measure of growth from point A to point B at the end of the year.
And Royal Wild Oaks is in there?
Yes, sir.
And that's an issue that every time I was critical of our assessment.
Here's what's great about EVOS.
Right.
It's actually codified in law.
Spell.
EVAAS. And we could actually send you guys some reports and we'll see what these look like. In Tennessee, it became part of the law. Schools were held accountable as part of our performance framework, because the great thing about it is when you hear people say, well, we serve kids who live in poverty, we can't get them there, my hair starts to stand up, the little hair I have. But what's great about EVOS is you don't have to hit a proficiency bar. EVOS will give you level five if you've got kids 4 years behind and they grow a couple years in the year, but they may still actually be far away from hitting proficiency. Mm-hmm. It's not about proficiency. It's how much growth within the year. So we're gonna take this title money, and I don't want to wait on it. I want to just let's start, and I'm trying to send messages to our operators.
Right.
We incent growth, we reward growth, we celebrate it. And we can get smarter about it next year, because we'll have a whole year. But we're going to have them together next week, and I want to go ahead and celebrate those schools.
In conjunction with the leadership meeting?
We're going to do it on February 17th, and then we had a conference call. And first our idea was to bring them in here, and then we said, we'll come to your school, too. And we'll have a surprise faculty meeting, and we'll come walking in there with a big check. And so we're going to do that as well. So thanks, Robbie, for helping put that together. The final thing is, this is a preview of an upcoming new website, and I'm so pumped about this, and we did this with Adamus, but you think about, so this isn't final, this is just sort of mocking it up, but our existing website is frankly it's just a little clunky, it's pretty old school. Yes. This is going to have video, very image driven, very interactive, very aspirational. It's going to be really focused in on, choose a school. So you're a parent. Here's how you can engage. Open a school, right? And we hope to actually, through this new application process for next year, maybe even have a portal that really makes it easy for prospective operators. Anyway, we haven't posted this yet. It's still in draft phase. We've been sharing it with operators. We've been sharing it with our staff. And this is just a preview of what the new website's going to look like. So I wanted you guys to see it. We're really excited about it.
Did we have any comment on gold or silver schools?
We did.
Are we going to find out?
We just got information 2 days ago, embargoed. I think they were giving us about a week to get some of the, there's a few typos on it from the state.
Can you tell us how many?
It's over 10.
Over 10?
Well, I haven't really done a deep dive into the data, but I will say that I think half the schools in the state of South Carolina are gold schools this year. So I don't know, just given our state's overall proficiency and growth, it's interesting to me. I don't know what kind of churns out the gold rating, but there's just a ton of gold schools on this list this year.
550.
How many?
550
gold
or silver schools.
Gold or silver.
Yeah. And some of the schools, yeah, I mean, some of the schools on that list, based on our own performance framework, you know, are very, very challenged. So, but we'll, I just want to look into that. And we'll certainly send that information out to them and shine a light on that, you know, that they're in gold status.
Can I just get back to the,
yes,
our revamped website?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any thought of sharing whoever did this design work for us with some of our schools? I mean,
yeah,
good.
I'm happy to, if they want to know what
well,
vendor.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's
these guys I'm actually saying. Came in the lowest, I mean, really affordable. I mean, super, I mean, yeah, they came in as, I think, the lowest bid or one of the lowest bids we had.
Second lowest.
Yeah, second lowest. Really reasonable, and they're also working with us on social media, so we're excited about what's happening digitally, because if we're really trying to recruit people, not just from within our state but outside our state, this is sort of our storefront to the world and to the country, and, you know, if they talk to me at a conference and they're like, okay, tell me, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look us up,
right.
And this is the impression. The brand impression, you know, Paul talked a lot today about our brand. What is that brand impression on the world digitally? And so we're really working to bring this to life, better represent our kids. Cool. That's it. That's all I got.
It was more than 60.
I got questions.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All in favor,
aye. I will minutes to reflect that Lindsay made that motion.
That's right.
Thank you.
Minutes should reflect the state of the bitter end.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dana, thank you for putting together that Felton report. That was...
I'll stop complaining about Dana.
I saw Tracy's email.
Yeah, good.
About, she said Catherine told her today it would actually...